Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. Is your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome, and it is the new year, 2016, so thank you. Thank you for joining the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is Cindy Sharp with 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive. So welcome. Thank you for coming in today, and as you know about the show, these are quick information to inspire you and spur you to a wonderful day with your healing business or your spiritual business, or if you're a spiritual entrepreneur or thinking about being one, this is a neat little place to stop by. So today we're starting a series, and you can listen to one of them, like just today, or you can listen to all five of them this week. And the series is called Calling All Healers, and it's the five steps to heal your business. And so what this is about is it is about really looking at some layers of things that need to happen to really start healing our business in this new year and getting ourselves up and running because, as you know, Spirit is calling us. We are being called to the light. And we are beckoning that call. So today, in our first step, the step is awareness. And if you've ever gotten involved in any of the work that I do, or you've listened to any of my other shows, you'll know that one of my biggest messages is you are loved. You can do this. You have a special gift. A gift that nobody else in the whole world has, just you, that beautiful joy drop. And today it's about awareness, the first step in healing your business, and that is awareness. So there's a certain place that we kind of walk along, you know, in this earth school. You know, we walk along and we, you know, at times bump into something so big that holds us back, that it's like a weight of dark energy. And we'll be walking along and think we're kind of moving forward, and bam, a weight of dark energy. And we're walking along and we think we're moving forward, and bam, a weight of dark energy. And you're going to be, you know, maybe a little surprised in what that dark energy is, because a lot of times we think it's something outside of us, right? We think, oh, you know, something's going on in the universe. We have all these things, you know, oh, you know, the vibration is changing, and, you know, it's hard on us. You know, we kind of suck in, you know, some of this stuff. But the reality is that when it comes to most of it, that big, fat, dark energy that we bop into is our own stuff that we bring along with us. And that is why the first piece of this series is about awareness. And it's about really being aware of who you are and where you are. You know who you are. You're extremely talented. You know who you are. You have a gift to give to the world. You know who you are. You're a person that has been called to the light to help others and to heal this world. So you know who you are. So there has to be an awareness within yourself where you come back to that knowing. And then what you need to do is start paying attention to, what are the things I tell myself about doing this business? Because you know what we tell ourselves sometimes? Oh, this is going to be hard. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. This isn't going to work. You know, all those thoughts, all those little things that we tell ourselves. Well, guess what? When we start moving into not believing in ourselves, when we start moving into telling ourselves the beliefs that we're making up, right, that it's not true. We all know it's not true. It is not true. You are grand. You are beautiful. You are loved in every single thing that you do because Spirit has called you. Spirit has chosen you. And just like any other human in the universe, you're a beautiful, perfect being. But when you start moving into that energy of things aren't going to work, or I don't believe in myself, or, I've tried this, it hasn't worked before, why is it going to work now? You know, all the stuff that we tell ourselves. And look, I'm no different. I have those times where I'm walking along going, life is good, things are going so great, oh my gosh, check this out, and boom, I hit the wall, that big, black, ugly energy wall. And that big, black, ugly energy wall for me, 99 out of 100 times, and really it should be 100 out of 100, I should just own up to it, right, is that I've set that wall up for myself in some way. Maybe I've said that, you know, I'm not good enough. Maybe I've said that I was afraid to do something. Maybe I've said, that I worried that I wasn't going the right path, or I worried that what I was doing wasn't going to make a difference. And as soon as I take a big deep breath, become aware of this energy that I've pulled to myself. And this is where awareness comes in. And this is why it's the first step, because you can't take any more steps in your business till you move through this step. And that is when you become aware of that energy that you've pulled in. And you've pulled it in through your actions, through your thoughts, through your beliefs, through all the different things that you've kind of, you know, been on the rat wheel about, I like to say, where you're just running in a circle, but you're not really getting anywhere, right? And all of a sudden you think, this isn't going to work. So as soon as you have the awareness, immediately as soon as you have the awareness, this is me. So you've worked through the, it's nothing else, you know, it's nothing somebody's done, it's nothing, you know, that the universe is doing, because the universe only wants one thing, you to be full of joy, full of love, healing others, and full of prosperity. That's all the universe wants for you. So when you come to the agreement and the awareness that you are enough, this business is where you're supposed to be, that you're at the right place at the right time, and everything's going to work out fine, as soon as you come to that awareness, in uno momento, 1 minute, right there, I don't speak any Spanish, can you tell? Anyway, as soon as you get to that, here's what is a, not a suggestion, but this is a nudge, this is a push from Spirit that is asking you to change the way that you're doing things, change the way that you're thinking, change the way that you're feeling. And so immediately make up a new mantra for you and your business. So your old mantra is, this isn't going to work, I'm not good enough, I'm not even sure if I have this gift, I'm not sure how to do it, I'm not exactly sure how to bring in clients, you know, what do I do when they get there? You know, all the worry person, you know, release that, let that person go for a minute and pull up a new mantra for yourself. There's this beautiful Hawaiian mantra that says, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And that it's just that, you know, you say it really quick. And basically what you're saying is you're talking to yourself and you're saying, I love you, self. I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't good to you. I'm sorry that I forgot how beautiful and perfect that you are. Please forgive me. Let's just let it go. And you can then move forward and move on to the next place. So that's a really neat little mantra. And you can look that mantra up. It's a beautiful little mantra. Or you can come up with your own mantra. You can come up with your own statement or your own powerful movement or your own whatever it is that gets you to shift. So, you know, some people do, you know, different types of things like, you know, different types of meditative practices. Some people move their body. I have to tell you, it's excessively hard for me to stay negative about myself. If I move my body, it kind of just shifts everything. I was recently at a conference, and I absolutely loved this gentleman that was talking about neuroscience, which I know just a little bit about, but not enough, just enough to be very dangerous. But he said, you can take three deep breaths, so just one big breath, hold it in, blow it out, another and another, three of them, and it will automatically reset your nervous system. And that reset is like a squeegee that squeegees off all that, you know, all that kind of, you know, we'll call it green goop that is stuck to it. And so sometimes it's as easy as doing that. So pick something that when you are in the awareness, when it hits you like a ton of bricks, oh, I'm getting kind of negative here. Whoa, I'm not believing in myself. When that hits you, come up with something that you do that shifts you, because this is what is proven in spirit and proven in science, in our human science, which we all know is spirit anyway. But this is what is proven, and that is this, is that once we allow ourselves to become aware of what is getting in our way, and we allow ourselves to be open to doing it a different way, that's when spirit can literally pour their love on you. I mean, they can literally just step in and guide you and help you in any way that you possibly may need. And they always are there helping you. They're always there supporting you. If you could literally see them, it's like they're holding your hands and you're in a big circle and you're singing Kumbaya and life is this absolutely beautiful place. But the fact of the matter is we can't see them, right? We can feel them sometimes. Maybe some of us can see them, but you know what I'm talking about. The point is they're always there. But when you call them in by saying, I am aware that I have not been in the right vibration. I'm aware that I've not been in the right emotional place or spiritual place or whatever you want to call it, thought place. So listen to what your mantra is. Change it to something different this week. Make up something new that works for you. Become aware of those moments in the moment. Don't let it go too far. Don't get into the deep goop. Just as soon as you hear it, stop it and take a shift. All right. Well, that is our show for the day, and I just want to thank you so, so much for coming. Don't forget what you're supposed to do today. Think about that awareness. Think about that mantra. So this week we're doing our Healing All Healers, 5 Steps to Healing Your Business. Each day at 9:30, we will talk about a different subject, and at the very end on Friday, it will be a total, complete healing makeover for your business, and I'm looking forward to that. So stick with me, come around, listen, and I look forward to seeing you. This is Cindy Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. This has been 15 Minutes to Thrive, to keep your spiritual business alive. sending you off with love and light and a heartfelt big kiss. Have a great day.